You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. It is halfway through the week. It's Wednesday, man. It's looking pretty good this weekend, man. How you feeling about it?
Man, I'm always doing well. Whenever I get a chance to come and sit before these airwaves and have an opportunity to share my thoughts and views with the listening audience, all is all right with the world. Even though it's a lot of stuff going on. Man, you know.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so listen, man. So we're not going to do the
Free Coalition for Lead-Free Water today?
Not today. We're going to renew that on next week.
Okay.
But that frees me up to talk about something, man, that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. In hour two, we're going to be joined, as always, by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So I've had it up to the horse's brow, which is an old saying, you know, from almost centuries ago. I've had it with, you know, what happens in this country with people who are conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, and why they put all of us in the jeopardy that we are in. Here's kind of what I'm talking about, man. Do you run around, do you live your life in fear, man?
Not really, man. I live kind of optimistic.
Fear that somebody's coming to get you. And your family.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, this is what happens in this country because Republicans have been able to figure out if things, we know a way to get the average American citizen to vote for us. I don't care where they live. Hey, the boogeyman's coming to get you. Hey, wait a minute. The boogeyman? You know, so adults in this country are fearful that somebody's coming to get them. Oh, it's those immigrants. It's the Houthis. It's people of color. Right. They're coming to get you. And so you've got to be worried. Well, never mind. You live in River Hills.
Right.
Where there's very little crime, if any. Nobody's coming to get you. You live in rural parts of the nation. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. Yeah. So why do you fall for the okey-doke? The okey-doke is where Republicans continue to lead people to believe that somebody's coming to get them. Well, we can't vote, for the Supreme Court justice. I mean, the woman is running for Supreme Court.
Susan Crawford.
Mm-hmm. We can't vote for her because she's allowing criminals to move around. Oh, there's criminals, and the criminals are coming to get your babies, and you know, they're coming to get your babies, and they're allowing rapists, you know, they rape little girls, and if you vote for her, she's going, hey, man, she's running for the Supreme Court. They don't deal with that.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is packed full of criminals, rapists, and
hey,
all that.
Man.
It's insane.
And yet people buy into that foolishness.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What the hell are you afraid of? You know, we've got to have more munitions. We have to have more nuclear weapons than the rest of the world. because somebody's coming to get us. Man, what are you talking about? If I don't live my life in fear, I live in the city of Milwaukee. I live in an urban reality. And yes, there are crimes in my community. I don't live in fear, man. I'm not going to live in fear. I refuse to live my life in fear. And so just because conservatives know and Republicans know that that works for some people in this country, it doesn't work for me. And it shouldn't work for you. If that's the reason you vote people in, Donald Trump, all he talked about, the crime. Hey, man, I'm not worried about the immigrants coming to get me. The gangs. Oh, the gangs are coming. Cardi. The gangs are coming to get me. What are you talking about, man? You know, well, that one of the gang members, you know, attacked a girl.
Yeah.
One girl out of all the people in the country.
That's crazy.
And so we got to worry. We got to get rid of all of them. Hey, man. Hey, what is your problem? Nobody's coming to get you. And so when you vote based on fear, which is what these people do, mm-hmm. it's why we're in the situation we're in now. And actually for the guy named George who writes, don't lock your car door, Earl, you know, hey, man. I'm not stupid. There are people who will steal your car.
No matter what
okay?
they are.
That's correct. We're talking about something completely different. And you don't have the mentality to understand. Okay? You're one of those people. So your response is don't lock your car door. You're foolish enough to vote for people predicated on them scaring you. And why am I saying this? Brad Schimmel, who's running for the state Supreme Court. I heard him the other day on conservative radio. Yeah, I do listen to conservative radio, man. So I know what I'm talking about. If you don't vote for me, you know, Crawford, and you vote for her, your neighborhoods aren't going to be safe. She's releasing criminals all over the place, and he's just nonstop fear-mongering, man. Oh, they're coming. I can't go to the store. Little old ladies, oh, they're going to get you. Man, what? This is America, man.
Are you sure about that, Earl?
Hey, man, hey, listen, man. This is America. Are there crimes in America? Yes. You know? You can't prevent crimes anywhere. But to act as though people who live in safe areas and neighborhoods, like maybe the George guy who's doing these texts, he's not worried about some person from Latin gang member coming to get him, or maybe he is. Maybe he doesn't have enough sense, to understand that most of the crimes that happen in this country and anywhere are not random. Mm-hmm. Okay? The crimes happen from people who know one another. Most of the crimes. Unless it's somebody breaking in your house, right? Somebody breaks in my house. Let me say to you all, I don't own a gun. At 70 years old, I've only had a gun in my hand once. In my 70 years of living, and that was when I was doing some citizens training for the FBI. I went to the FBI Academy, and they invited me. And so I went for about a month and a half just to see how that thing was. And part of it was we had to go on a shooting range. The only time in my life I ever had a gun in my hand, I don't live my life in fear. I refuse to do that. And so they can't fearmonger me like they can fearmonger George. Oh, they're coming out. Hey, man, it's starting to get to be 4:00. I got to get home and lock my. What kind of stupidity? How are we dealing with? But that works. And so because that works, the Republicans keep playing that same old playbook over and over and over again. And so they're doing it now with the state Supreme Court race. Nonstop. Oh, she's they've freed people who are coming to get your grandchildren, you know. Hey, Donald Trump. Hey, they're eating cats and dogs. Hey, man. Come on, man. This is what we're dealing with in this country. This is just straight talk. 855-752-4842. And, you know, and I've witnessed this for too long. Why does it work? Right? Why does it work? Why do you think the boogeyman is coming to get you? You're an adult. If I told a five-year-old child the boogeyman is coming, I understand the five-year-old child being afraid of the boogeyman. But I don't understand adults, and especially adults who live in areas that are not urban areas and that are 100% safe. Why do you allow that to permeate your thoughts? Man, so as I was listening to, you know, Brad Schimmel this morning, she let all these criminals loose, and they raped a little girl, little five-year-old girl, and then she had to appear before the judge, and she had to relive all that. And I'm like, hey, man, come on, man. So you're telling me that this five-year-old girl that you and others say this guy raped. I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know. I wasn't there. But to say that five-year-old had to go in front of the judge, and what could she say? Well, and she had to relive that all over. Oh, really? The five-year-old girl was able to have the conversation? Come on, man. Just absolute foolishness. You know. And listen, George, making light of a five-year-old girl's rape. You know, man, you really are one of those people who does not have the independent thought, can't think yourself. You're one of the sheeps. You're one of the sheep that believe anything these people tell you. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the number. Again, you know, this morning I was listening to conservative talk radio as I came in, as I always do, and Brad Schimmel, the candidate for the state Supreme Court was on and just hyping it up about how, you know, Susan Crawford, we can't allow her to become get elected Supreme Court, because if you do, she's going to allow all the criminals to come and get you, and your families aren't going to be safe. And if you elect me, I'm going to make sure that the criminals, hey, man, stop lying. You know? And the commentator or the guy who's there with him, he's just lying right along.
I wonder, where was that same energy when he didn't test those 1,000, 2,000 rape kits?
Oh, man, listen, man, listen. They know this is their playbook. They can trot it out even in 2,500, okay? Because people are afraid, and I keep asking, what the hell are you afraid of? You can't live your life, you know, without being afraid. And so what happens is Republicans know this. We've seen it over and over and over. Those of us who've been around a while, we know what they're going to do. And they know this always works. And I don't care what office it is. Okay, listen, man, so I'm, you know, I'm running for county supervisor. Well, hey, the criminals are coming. And it, you know, I'm a county supervisor who has nothing to do with any crime. But yet they know that if they put that out there, it's going to resonate with people who are afraid of their own shadows. Man, you live in one of the safest nations on earth. This is America. What are you talking about, man? Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of? You know, I just don't get it, man. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. Man, what are you afraid of, man? You live in Brookfield, man. Hey, you afraid that the Hooties are coming to get you, man?
I am not. I've lived here pretty much all my life, and no, I've never seen a Hootie or a boogeyman in my front door and knock on it. I did see somebody canvassing for Brad Schimmel yesterday came to my front door. I wasn't afraid of him, but I made it abundantly clear, no, I'm not going to vote for your candidate. And I said, when he asked why not, I said, hello, I like fair maps. I want to vote for my representative. I don't want to have my representative choose the voters. I want public schools that are strong and are well-funded and not all this money being diverted to voucher schools. And I also want my daughters to have reproductive choices, you know, to be safe and healthy. I'm not afraid of a boogeyman that Brad Schimmel's running on. And I think the way their playbook, girl, which you keep referring to that they're doing over and over again, yes, they've done this for years, for decades, and it works. Because it plays on people's inner fears and racial prejudices.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. And that's one reason, Earl, why they're so against DEI. Because DEI is not some misguided affirmative action in which they can call it unfair. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's training for people to realize that, hey, this person who looks different than me, speaks different than me, maybe even come from a different background, they're not all that bad. They're not a
boogeyman. That's what they it's about, man.
And intelligent.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, and they're against that. That's why they're cutting out DEI, and it's all power, Earl. You know, if they cut out DEI, they can still use that playbook to go to fear, uneducated, unfortunately, sometimes, but racial prejudice. But it's where they can, so they can maintain their power. They
well, you know, Jim,
stay in power.
You know, Jim, it works. So they keep doing it all the time. It never ends. You know, and now this is what they're doing with Susan Crawford. Okay, I mean, I listened to Brad Schimmel again this morning, just lying. You know, hey, Susan Crawford, and look, she's running for the Supreme Court. You know, Jim, She's not running for law enforcement. Well, you know, law enforcement supports me overwhelmingly. That law enforcement has done this, and we've got all the sheriffs and police. Hey, man, who gives a rip, right?
The Supreme Court, they're above the level of the sentencing and the paroles of the boogeyman,
I know,
of the criminal. They're the tier above that. They are ruling on reproductive rights, gerrymandering,
yes,
and school vouchers. That's what they're ruling on, not the parole of somebody, paroling somebody who may or may not get out.
Jim, you know that, but apparently most of these other people don't. And so they count on that, man, huh?
They count on mismessaging or misinformation. And the Republicans for years or decades, that's their playbook. They're good on that. It's misinformation, and social media plays a large part of it there. The public is really misinformed, unfortunately, when they go to the polls to vote. They think they're voting for somebody who's going to rule on a boogeyman sentencing, but they don't realize, hey, you're voting on whether or not you can choose your representative and not the other way around in a gerrymandered district.
Hey, Jim, well said. I wish I had more time. Tony is... okay, we'll talk about it. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Ooh, the boogeyman's coming. Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Tony is right. It's like football. If a play works, you keep running it until they stop it. The question is, how do Dems stop it from working? Well, I'll get into that, Tony, because that's part of what I'm going to be talking about next. But before I go there, you know, people say to me, hey, Earl, Man, you're talking, you know, about Trump and stuff, man. Aren't you afraid? Hey, man, I live in America, okay? Part of what we're dealing with is people have all of a sudden given up the fact that we have freedoms in this country because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Man, when did we come to a point in this society that people are afraid of the president of the United States? It's new. It just happened. And so as long as we're willing to cower and give up our constitutional rights because a bully is in office, man, how do you change it? How do you change it? You can't change it unless you're willing to have the discussion and the conversation out in the daylight. I'm not giving up my rights to free speech because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I mean, what is going on here? People are afraid. Oh, Donald Trump is, if I say the wrong thing, the news media. Well, Donald Trump is going to get, man, what are you guys talking about, man? What has all this been about? What is all of it about? If we're at a point in the society and at a point that inside of 2 months, we've walked away from everything that the nation was supposedly founded under. Man, you know, push back, fight. Now, part of what's happening with the Democrats right now is people are afraid. What are you afraid of, man? You have a right. Well, Donald Trump going to get you. You think the president of the United States doesn't have anything better to do than to come and get you for using your constitutional rights? Man, straighten your back up. That's what's part of the problem in this country right now. Push back. So people ask the question about the Democrats. Well, what are the Democrats going to do? Well, strange you asked that question, because that's one of the things I was going to be talking about. Let's have at it. So here's what we're hearing from the Democrats all over the map. Well, Democrat, oh, well, we have a big tent, so we allow conversations from everything and everybody. Oh, you do you? You have a big tent. So we welcome all conversations. I'm not opposed to that. We should certainly welcome all conversations, all discussions. When you have a robust debate, a robust conversation about things, this is how you're able to work things through and then come up with what's in the best interest of all the people and not a handful. So Tim Walz had this to say yesterday, you know, governor of Minnesota. Tim Walz said, I don't think we can win over. And because there's a conversation with, you know, that he was having with others, and people were saying what the Democrats need to do. And Tim Walz was right on point with this. I don't think we can win over the 77 million like George, the guy who keeps texting, who voted for Trump. I'm concerned with the 90 million who stayed home. Bingo. I've said it constantly. To worry about trying to win over people like George, it's impossible. George lives in a different universe. He doesn't have any independent thought. Somebody else is controlling his mind, the Twilight Zone. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Well, that's what they do. They're controlling the minds of people like George, who've given up his ability to think himself. And so when Democrats are worried about whether or not they should, support these thoughts, and that they should listen to the people and try to win them back. You're not going to win them back. Let them go. They're too far gone. If they can't see what Donald Trump and Republicans are doing and they're destroying this nation, what makes you believe you can change their mind? You know, you can't. But the other 90 million Americans who didn't vote, that's where your focus should be, man. Easier to work with them than to be worried about the people who didn't support you. You know, man, the vineyard is ripe. 90 million people didn't vote. If you were able to convince 5 million of them, you win the election. You know? So let's stop saying where we need to go. And then Gavin Newsom, who I have been supporting and even many times thought should be the next, you know, Democratic president. Well, I don't support him anymore, because Gavin Newsom said we should hear out some of the most hardline figures in the Republican Party on the far right. We should hear them out. And we should give Donald Trump a chance. What? What? Now, come on, man. Gavin Newsom? Look, I've seen a Gavin Newsom before as president, Democratic president. His name was Bill Clinton. And so we don't need a warmed over Bill Clinton. So Gavin Newsom, who believes we should be listening to what the conservatives are saying, to hell with that. Okay? No, what do you need to listen to, man? What is there about them that you think makes sense and that you're going to be able to reason with them and come to a middle ground on how things should work? So I'm not supporting Newsom. He helped make up my mind with that moronic statement. Well, let's move more to the middle. What, man? Again, I lived through the Bill Clinton years. I know what he did. So we don't need another Bill Clinton. And then Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. I like what he had to say. You know, he took a different approach. The Trump administration has plunged the country into a villainous cruelty that must be fiercely opposed by a unified Democratic Party. Yes, push back, fight. Bowing down to Donald Trump and Republicans who are wrong, man. The things that they are doing are wrong. They're not good for this nation. Nobody can tell me that what they do and what they're doing is good for this nation. Let's go to Robert from West Allis. Hey, good morning to you, Robert. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, every time we listen to the David Axelrods, the Rahm Emanuels, the James Carville types, you know, it's the path paved to hell. The nominee, I said it at the time, should have been Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
He's clear. He speaks clearly. But people within the party, I don't know if they're worried about homophobia or what. He should have been the messenger. Tim Walz is a great guy. We saw him in the debate. He's a terrible debater. And it's this mentality of, well, we want to get the guy that you want to have a beer with. Well, that's great. But if the guy can't communicate the message, you see Pete Buttigieg brings it to Fox. He goes right on their network and tears through these people with facts, with information. And, you know, it was all about getting the turnout on our side, not converting these people. The average American reads and comprehends at a 7th to 8th grade level, over half of our country below a 6th grade level. We're 28th in math out of industrialized countries. So even though we think we're exceptional, we're not in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of ignorance out there. These people are sheep and they're led. They're not thinking. They're not using their head and they're not analyzing data. So we need a strong messenger and we cannot, give in. I mean, this whole thing with Schumer this past week, we saw that. That was a bunch of nonsense. It's like, put on a fight. Ted Kennedy would have fought. Tip O'Neill would have fought. Don't just fold up and say, okay, well, we have to go along with it.
You know, Robert, you understand where I'm coming from, man. I mean, people, yes. What the hell are they afraid of, man? They live in America. If you're going to give up your freedoms without a fight, you don't deserve to live in this country, man. Okay?
That's right.
You know, that's not why people sacrifice their lives, Robert.
Yep.
It's not.
Yep. I agree.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. You're always on point. 855-752-4842 is the number. Listen, man, this is what it's about. I mean, this whole big tent, the Democratic Party, and so, you know, you got to listen to what Gavin Newsom's. No, Gavin Newsom, no. Nobody's hearing that, man. We don't want to hear that capitulation. Yeah, well, we need to listen more to the people on the right. No, we don't need to listen more to the people on the right. Are they listening to you? No. Well, you know, we lost because The Democrats weren't talking to the people on the right, and so the Democrats have to do something to get those people on. No, the hell with that, man. You know, just be right, man. Do what's right by the people. You know, this whole breakdown of this is why I call it politics, man. This is why I call it politics. Because let's use some common sense. Right? I'm having a conversation with a MAGA. You know, people who call themselves MAGA. Just try to wrap your arms around that for a change. Not conservatives, not Republicans. I'm a MAGA. Okay, what is that, man? What party is MAGA? But they're proud. They poke their chest out. How are you going to change that mentality? It's a waste of time and energy. People who have already bought into this madness, man. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, let's have at it. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Just run from the darkness, looking for the light. Cause it's a long, hard road, leads to a brighter day. Hey, don't let your heart go cold. Just reach out and call his name, his name. I'm gonna be there, up and over. I'm gonna be there, up and over.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And you know, Tony, you know, because we're having a conversation about how the Democrats should move forward from here, and I gave three examples. Governor Gavin Newsom of Minnesota, I mean of California, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, and Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. And so, you know, they all had different views on how Democrats should proceed. And so Tony says, you know, and, you know, there's been conversations about Pete Buttigieg, who I like, who I support, who I think is a guy who certainly has leadership written all over him, and would make a great president. He has the temperament and all of those things. But you know, Tony, what his problem is, you know, he's a gay man. And in this country, we are so judgmental that we won't even take that. We can't see that. We're so blinded. We're so hateful, a nation, that a man who I think has the capabilities, the understanding, the temperament to be a great president, there'll be people who will say, I can't vote for him because, you know, he's gay. We live in that kind of reality, man, you know. And so I don't know how we get beyond that. But in the meantime, you know, when we talk about having conversations with Republican voters, and, you know, and we shouldn't be attacking them. Hey, man, Republicans attack Democrats nonstop, constantly. Constantly. And so, you know, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's you give what you get. And so somehow we're supposed to understand the feelings of Republican voters who voted for Donald Trump, and there should be some compassion for them. They made the decision that has impacted all of our lives, man. They put us in this shape. They put us in this situation. Am I supposed to now feel compassion for Republican voters who voted clearly for a man who they knew was nuts and was dangerous? Come on, man. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get there. Maybe, because again, I'm a guy who agrees with Tim Walz. Let's go after the 90 million people who didn't vote. The chances of me changing the mind of people who voted for Donald Trump and support Donald Trump, even though they knew 4 years earlier who and what he was, and yet they voted for him anyway? I'm sorry. Let's go to Mary. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Thanks. And I just broke away briefly to listen to the Contrarians live update, which is 3 times weekly. And I'd really like to encourage listeners to subscribe to the Contrarian on Substack. Jen Rubin and its lead legal representative, Norm Eisen, is winning cases against the megas, the U.S. aid being a significant one. And so, and most importantly, the Contrarian is monitoring and advocating for our April 1st election and promoting people to step up as election observers. They highlighted Sarah Godlewski's statement on their Substack web thing there. And so I'd like to suggest listeners really subscribe to the Contrarian, support it with a monthly donation, and then along with the federal judges, we have no stronger advocates for our defense than the Contrarian and federal judges and other legal entities. Thanks for your
Here, Mary, I am going to start following the Contrarian. I have great admiration and respect for anything and any advice you give me, because you've always been right on point. Thank you very much for that. But I'll be following it from this point forward. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, I'm not a person who is so steadfastly against conversation and dialogue. I think that's the way we get out of this, man. I really do. But, man, it's, you know, conversation is made up of two people conversing, not one. And so if the other side is not willing to have the dialogue and conversation, I don't know how we move forward from there. 855-752-4842. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Guys, hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.